This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Digital license plates might become an option for Colorado drivers. A bill allowing for the alternative to aluminum plates passed the Colorado House this week. The new plates could cost more than $1,000. Sponsors of the bill say they would be useful to large commercial fleets and as an alternative for regular consumers. Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters was released on bond from Mesa County Detentional Facility Thursday night after being indicted on 10 criminal counts of conspiracy related to election tampering and misconduct by a grand jury earlier this week. All of this is happening as Peters is still seeking higher office. CPR's Benta Berkland.
Tina Peters is still currently running to be Colorado's next Secretary of State. And the Colorado Republican Party has asked Peters to suspend her campaign in light of this indictment.
CPR's Benta Berkland. The Secretary of State's office is considered the top election official in Colorado. Peters' deputy clerk, Belinda Nicely, who faces 6 charges, was also released on bond Thursday night. 4 Colorado schools will play in the NCAA Division II basketball championships starting today. On the men's side, Colorado Mesa University has earned a 4 seed in the 64-team field. Mesa will also send a team to the women's tournament. They'll be joined by Metro State University of Denver, the Colorado School of Mines, and CSU Pueblo's women's teams. The Denver Art Museum is appointing 3 new curators to its staff. The trio will help shape and maintain large parts of the museum's collection. Their concentrations include Western American art, modern and contemporary art, and Latin American art, a recent focus of the museum. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us this morning. We're listening to 1A. It's 10:06.